Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children, sponsored by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people and real events that happened during the Restoration, or beginning of the Church in our time, not that long ago. You'll notice after the title of each chapter is a date of when each story happened. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the Doctrine and Covenants Stories book published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along and sing the songs with you too. If you remember last time, we read chapter 27, The Prophet Continues His Work Despite Persecution, March 1832. Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon continued to work on making inspired corrections to the Bible. Jesus revealed to Joseph Smith the corrections that should be made, and Sidney Rigdon wrote them down. Joseph Smith didn't understand some parts of the Bible. He prayed for understanding, and the Lord answered. Many of the revelations in the Doctrine and Covenants came as answers to questions the prophet asked the Lord while translating the Bible. Jesus was happy with Joseph's work. Joseph was a great prophet. During this time, Joseph and Emma Smith had twin babies who lived only a few hours. Joseph and Emma's friends also had twin babies. The mother of these twins died, and their father allowed Joseph and Emma to adopt them. One night, a mob of angry men went to Joseph's home. They broke open the door and went inside. Joseph was holding one of the little babies, who was very sick. The men grabbed Joseph and dragged him outside in the cold night. The baby was left alone, and 5 days later, he died. The men choked Joseph and tried to pour poison in his mouth. The bottle broke one of his teeth, and the poison burned him. The men tore off Joseph's clothes and smeared tar on his skin. They covered the tar with feathers and beat him. The mob went away, thinking Joseph would die. Joseph tried to stand up, but he couldn't. He rested for a while, then got enough strength to crawl back to the house. Joseph's friends cleaned the tar from his body. It was hard to get the tar off. His skin was burned and sore. The next day was Sunday. In great pain, Joseph went to church and gave a talk. Some of the men in the mob came to the meeting and were surprised to see Joseph. The prophet had not let them stop him from doing the Lord's work. Children at home, please get ready to read along with us today in chapter 28 of Doctrine and Covenant Stories, The Prophet Joseph Goes to Missouri Again, March to May, 1832.
Right and tend them carefully. Before we know, good things will grow to feed our family. We'll plant the seeds to fill our needs, then plant a few to spare, and show we love our neighbors with the harvest that we share. Oh, won't you plant a garden too and share the many joys? A garden brings in health and love to happy girls and boys.
Joseph Smith received a revelation in which Jesus said the saints were like his little children.
They were still learning. Jesus said that they should be happy and thankful. He would be their leader.
Jesus said he wanted the saints to take care of those who were poor.
He wanted them to share with each other and help each other.
Soon after Joseph Smith received this revelation,
he and some of his friends went to Missouri again. The saints in Missouri were happy to see him.
Joseph asked the saints to come to a meeting so he could tell them about the revelation.
At the meeting, the Lord gave Joseph another revelation.
Jesus was happy that the saints had forgiven each other. Because they had done this, he said he would forgive them.
In this revelation, Jesus also gave the saints a new commandment.
He said that he had given them the land of Zion and that they must share the land with each other. Everyone should have what he or she needed.
The Lord also asked the saints to improve upon their talents and use them to benefit the church.
After the meeting, Joseph visited the saints in many towns. It was a happy time for him. He loved the saints.
In another revelation that Joseph received while he was in Missouri, the Lord said that husbands should take care of their wives.
Parents should take care of their children.
The Lord also said the saints should take care of women who did not have husbands.
The saints should also take care of the children who do not have fathers or mothers.
Jesus said the saints should give food and other items to the bishop to put in a storehouse.
He said the bishop should use what was in the storehouse to help those who are poor.
Let's stop and talk about what we've read so far. How are the saints like Jesus' little children? Anna Rose?
Because Jesus teaches them and it's like Jesus is their father and there are children learning.
Great. Gavin?
Because we're still learning.
We are still learning. What are some of the things Jesus said the saints should do in this revelation? Ethan?
To smile, be happy, and be grateful.
Excellent. Now, Caitlin, where did Joseph and his friends travel to after this revelation?
Missouri.
Why did Joseph hold a meeting with the saints in Missouri? Gavin?
Because he needed to tell them the new revelations.
Okay. Yes, Brooklyn.
He needed to tell them about a revelation.
And what did the Lord give Joseph at the meeting? Ethan?
Another revelation.
Okay, and in this revelation to Joseph, why did the Lord say he was happy with the saints in Missouri? Christian?
Because they forgave each other.
Excellent. Now, Caitlin, what did he say he would do because they had forgiven one another?
He said that he has given them the land of Zion.
Brooklyn?
He said that he will give them the land of Zion.
Okay, and does that promise extend to you? What do you think, Caitlin?
Yes, it does.
It does. Gavin, what do you think?
Oh, it's the same one.
It's the same one. What are some ways in which you can forgive others? Anna Rose.
Say somebody stole a candy from you, and then they said, I'm sorry, then you have to forgive them. Well, you don't have to, but you can if you want to.
And what happens if you forgive them?
Then the person has righted the wrong, and you have both done your part in repenting.
Excellent. How do you feel after you've forgiven somebody?
Happy.
Happy. Definitely. I do, too. What new commandment did Jesus give the saints in this revelation? Ethan?
To share with each other.
Right. The Lord asked the saints to share all that they had. And sharing things is just one way in which we can share. We can also share our time and our talents. How can you share your time, talents, or things with others? How can you do that, Caitlin?
You can share your things by letting someone borrow something. You could share your time by taking out time to help somebody. And you can share your talents by doing something for somebody.
Excellent. Ethan, what do you think? How can you share your time, talents, or things with others?
By helping others and playing with others when they don't have a friend.
Great idea. Brooklyn, what do you think?
You can share your time and talents by helping others with stuff that they need help with. And you can share your things by letting them borrow your things or playing with them.
How does sharing what we have show Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ that we love them and are grateful for all they have given us? Brooklyn?
Because they gave us everything, and if we share what we have, then it shows them that we are going to do what's right with it and not just keep it to ourselves.
Excellent. What do you think, Christian?
Because helping others is like showing your love for Jesus.
Excellent. How is that showing your love for Jesus? Caitlin, how is helping others showing that?
Because Jesus gave us the earth and everything, and when we help other people with the stuff that we have, it shows Jesus that, oh, I gave them this, and they're willing to let someone use it or play with it when I gave it to them. And then he knows that we are willing to share the stuff that other people have given us.
Excellent. How do you feel when you share with or help someone else? How does that make you feel, Gavin?
Happy.
Makes you feel happy, huh?
I feel the Holy Ghost telling me that I did something right.
Excellent. Anna Rose, how do you feel?
I feel like I'm dreaming and I'm in Ice Cream Land.
As well as sharing our talents, the Lord said we should improve upon our talents. How do you improve upon a talent? Brooklyn?
If your talent is playing an instrument like the piano, then you can go and take lessons, like piano lessons.
What a great example. Yes. What are some of your talents and what can you do to improve them? What are some things that you do well? Caitlin?
I like to sing and act. So to improve my talents, I could probably practice singing and act and be in more place so that I can practice.
That's right. Practice makes perfect, right? Excellent. Mm-hmm. Anna Rose, what's something that you're really good at?
I'm really good at making people feel happy when they're sad.
That's a great talent to have. That is excellent. Ethan, what about yourself?
By using or doing them more and more.
And that's how you improve on your talents? That's excellent. What did Joseph do after the meeting? Caitlin?
He went and visited the saints because he loved them.
Excellent. Why do you think this was such a happy time in the life of Joseph Smith? Christian?
Because he was helping other people and helping them learn and helping them feel better and giving priesthood blessings.
Great. Joseph received yet another revelation while he was in Missouri. What did the Lord say in this revelation about families? Ethan?
Families should take care of each other.
Yes, members of a family should take care of one another. Who else in this revelation did the Lord say the saints should take care of? Brooklyn?
Women who didn't have husbands.
That's right. Now, what did Jesus say the saints should give to the bishop's storehouse? Caitlin?
The saints would give food or items to the storehouse for people who are poor if they need them.
And what should the bishop do with the items in the storehouse? Ethan?
Give them to the poor and the needy.
Excellent. You know, the church still uses bishop storehouses today. These storehouses are filled with food and goods that are donated to or purchased by the church. Members of the church who do not have what they need can be sent by their bishops to get food and other necessary items from these storehouses. Heavenly Father and Jesus want us to share what we have with others, especially when we have more than we need. Sharing is one way we can show our love for Heavenly Father and Jesus and thank them for all they have given us. You are listening to Scripture Stories. Today we have read about a few of the revelations given by the Lord to the saints through the prophet Joseph Smith. That's what the Doctrine and Covenants is, revelations given to the saints through the prophets of our time. Today, we reviewed how many of the revelations came about as Joseph was making corrections to the Bible. He would have questions about what he was studying, and he would ask the Lord. The Lord would answer Joseph with a revelation that helped clarify the scriptures and the gospel for Joseph and for all of us. The ninth article of faith says, "We believe all that God has revealed, all that he does now reveal, and we believe that he will yet reveal many great and important things pertaining to the kingdom of God." Let's practice saying the ninth article of faith together. Repeat after me. We believe all that God has revealed.
We believe all that God has revealed.
All that he does now reveal.
All that he does now reveal.
And we believe that he will yet reveal many great and important things.
And we believe that he will yet reveal many great and important things.
Pertaining to the kingdom of God.
Pertaining to the kingdom of God.
Great job. Ready to put the whole thing together? Ready for it?
Yeah!
All right. I'll go first. We believe all that God has revealed, all that he does now reveal, and we believe that he will yet reveal many great and important things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Your turn. Are you ready? On the count of three. 1, 2, 3.
We believe all that God has revealed, all that he does now reveal, and we believe that he will yet reveal many great and important things pertaining to the kingdom of God.
Wow. You guys did great. Excellent. Let's finish reading chapter 28.
After Joseph Smith completed his work in Missouri, he and Bishop Whitney started back to Kirtland. They rode in a wagon.
One day, something scared the horses and made them run fast.
Joseph jumped from the wagon, but he wasn't hurt.
Bishop Whitney jumped from the wagon and broke his leg.
Joseph Smith and Bishop Whitney stayed at an inn.
Bishop Whitney rested for 4 weeks.
Joseph stayed with him while his leg got better.
While they were at an inn, someone put poison in Joseph's food. He became very sick.
Joseph asked Bishop Whitney to give him a blessing.
Bishop Whitney used the power of the priesthood to bless Joseph, and he was healed.
Joseph thanked God for healing him.
When Joseph and Bishop Whitney were well enough to travel, they went home to their families.
Let's talk about it. Who rode in the wagon with Joseph Smith back to Kirtland from Missouri? Anna Rose?
Bishop Whitney.
Okay, and what happened to the horses while they were traveling one day? Christian?
They got scared and started to run.
So what did Joseph and Bishop Whitney do? Ethan?
They jumped out of the wagon.
And what happened to Joseph when he jumped from the wagon? Brooklyn?
He wasn't hurt.
But what happened to Bishop Whitney when he jumped from the wagon? Gavin?
He broke his leg.
He did. How long did Bishop Whitney stay in bed so his leg could heal? Ethan?
4 weeks.
That is right. That's a long time to be in bed, right? How did Joseph show his friendship and loyalty to Bishop Whitney during this time, Caitlin?
He stayed with him.
He did. Gavin, how did he show his friendship and loyalty?
He stayed with him and he comforted him and he helped him get better.
Excellent. That's right. While he was staying with Bishop Whitney, how did Joseph become very sick while they were at the inn waiting for Bishop Whitney's leg to heal? Ethan.
Someone poisoned his food.
Somebody poisoned his food. What happened so that Joseph was healed from the poison? Brooklyn?
Bishop Whitney gave him a blessing.
Great. And what happened after that? Caitlin?
He was healed.
After Joseph was healed, what did he do? Christian?
He thanked Heavenly Father for healing him.
Excellent. Now, why is that important, everybody? Why is it important to thank Heavenly Father when he blesses us? Anna Rose?
It's like almost like somebody gives you a piece of candy and being polite is saying thank you.
Excellent. It's polite. Why else is it important? Brooklyn?
Because he doesn't have to give us the blessings, but he chooses to give it to us because he loves us.
Excellent. Because he loves us. That is very true. What are some of your blessings you can thank Heavenly Father for in your prayers tonight? Brooklyn?
My family.
Your family. That's a great thing. Ethan?
That Joseph Smith could restore the priesthood.
That's a wonderful thing to be thankful for. Christian?
I could thank him for my house and my family and my friends.
Excellent. Caitlin?
I'm thankful for my family and to have three brothers and parents and a house and to have so many blessings and to have a dad with a priesthood that can bless me when I'm sick and was able to baptize me.
Excellent. You know, I too am grateful for the blessings that Heavenly Father has given me. I have a lot of blessings, a lot of the same that you guys have. In fact, I'm thankful for my family, and I'm thankful that I'm healthy and that I'm able to be here and do this program with you. And I'm thankful for a Heavenly Father who loves me and who knows who I am. I am very grateful for that. I'm going to remember to thank Him in my prayers for these blessings in my life. Thank you for joining us today. We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all He taught us. And I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Join us next time as we read Chapter 29, A Revelation About the Priesthood, September 1832, and Chapter 30, A Revelation About War, December 25, 1832. If you'd like to listen to this program again, a grown-up can help you get a copy to play on your computer, iPod, or other music player at mormonchannel.org. You can also sign up to get new episodes as soon as they're ready. If you'd like your own copies of the Scripture Stories as books or DVDs, you can find them at scripturestories.lds.org. A grown-up can also buy them at your local church distribution center or online at store.lds.org.
See you next week!
Scripture Stories on the Mormon Channel is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Here's just a sample of what you'll learn during next week's program.
Jesus said that men must hold the priesthood to lead His church.
Men who hold the priesthood can baptize people and give them the gift of the Holy Ghost.
See you next week!